You assess the dental hospital from the outside. Around you, the streets are filled with the sounds of a city dying. The sound of machine gun fire, screams, car alarms, and police sirens wash over you. It's an old building, but it looks solid. Things don't get to be old unless they're solid. Its architecture speaks of simpler times, when mad scientists weren't able to unleash giant cockroaches on the world. One thing's for certain, it will be safer inside than out. Penny's pale face is covered with sweat following the walk up Turbot Street, her legs slick with blood. You help her hobble up the front steps, head swiveling back and forth, looking for flying roaches. There are plenty in the sky and on the sides of the buildings around you, none near you. You push through the front doors, then lock them behind you. After the cacophony outside, this place is deathly silent. Just your rasping breath and the plop, plop, plop of blood dripping onto the lino floor. You cross the waiting room. Magazines lie strewn across the floor. Someone left their handbag behind during the evacuation, and while you're standing there, the phone inside it starts ringing. You ease Penny down into a chair. "Hello?" you say. The phone is still ringing. You rifle through the bag and answer it. "Hello? Hello, Kate?" "No, I'm sorry. She left her bag behind." "Is she there, at the dental hospital?" "No, just her phone." "Oh, thank God. Thank God." "Why?" The voice falls silent, breath wheezing. "I can see it on the TV. I'm sorry." You're about to ask why she should be feeling sorry for you. You're safe, after all. When you hear a thump against the front door, you look out the windows. A second roach joins the first, and then a third, and then they're hitting the door and windows so fast you can't even count them anymore. Within seconds, the doors and windows are covered in bugs, so thick it blocks out the light. Penny's eyes widen. "Quick, before it's too late. Upload your photos to social media. Don't forget the hashtag StreetReads14 and hashtag MutantBroach tags." You frantically upload your photos. "Please," you silently beg. "Let someone figure this mess out and get us out of here." But that's all you have time to do before the windows cave in and roaches surge into the room. This is the end of your adventure. Thank you for playing Street Reads. Why not go back to the start and do another adventure? Make sure you upload your photos to Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter with the appropriate hashtag. The more photos you upload, the more chances you have to win the grand prize.